Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 235. This is the show where we bring Android applications to you. Stuff that we found, I don't know, in the Google Play Store, somebody told us about, cool stuff we're using on our phones and devices that maybe you guys never heard of, and you would like to, we feel like it could help you out a little bit. Let me introduce the co-host, and we'll get right into it, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Good day, Steve.
Australian or English? It sounded Australian.
I don't even know myself. How you doing, man?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Normal, crazy stuff. Interview panel at work. I'll just say I meet all kinds of people when I'm on them.
When you every time you talk about interview panel, it always sounds kind of fun to me. Like it's like you're like the judges on American Idol or something.
I look at it as kind of ordering a pot pie, but not knowing what it is until you take a bite.
Wow. That's not what I thought of an interview panel to be.
And then another pot pie comes and you don't know what it is and take a bite.
Wow. Must be stuffed by the end.
Can I ask you a question? Or did you all have to ask the exact same question to each one to make it fair?
Yes. And we didn't realize till after the first round that there was a typo in the one, but unfortunately the typo did make another word. So we had to ask the question with the wrong word the rest of the time.
Wow. That's legal, huh?
Yep. Jeez. We have to be legit. Have to be fair.
When I was a police commissioner, that's the way we had to do the interviews then too.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting. The laws we make. Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com, the best redirect on the internet. What's up, Eric?
Oh, block yak, Steve.
I'm good, man. Glad to be here and it's been a long week, man. They really punish you for taking a week off work, I tell you.
Oh, yeah? Well, did you have a good vacation?
Yeah. Well, I didn't go anywhere or nothing. I just got caught up around the house. It was really nice.
Like the burbs?
I don't know. Did they stain a fence in the burbs?
No.
Yeah, that's what I did. That pretty much pooped me out. That was 3 days of work there and power washing it and staining it. And after that, I got lazier. Still got a couple things done, but it was relaxing and nice.
Oh, that's good, man. I'm glad to hear it. All right, boys. Why don't we bring some applications for the folks today? Eric, you want to start us off?
Sure. I got a live wallpaper to start off. This, I'm going to say right off the bat, is not for my phone. My phone, if you guys are tired of hearing me whine, just listen one more time. I got the Galaxy S3, and this is called Spinit, S-P-I-N-I-T, all one word, free live wallpaper by Hujo Apps. And this is a little too much for my phone to handle, but if you're into psychedelic live wallpapers, this is the one for you. When you slide your home screen from screen to screen, all of these triangular kind of flower petal looking things move with your finger. And then as you swipe up or tap on something, little flowers burst out of it and just go all over. And it's super, super colorful. It's just too much for my phone to handle. It's been a while since I did a live wallpaper, and this one really...
You mean it bogs down your phone?
Yeah, it kills my battery too fast, and it's just not good. I was looking through this just now, and I never saw all these other backgrounds that it has, but I only did the first one.
I was impressed
with that, but some of these other ones look really good, too.
Yeah, like fire, looks like almost fireballs coming out of this guy.
Yeah, and the fire with little smoke clouds and stuff. So Spinit, if you want a cool looking live wallpaper for your device, man, impress some people.
Spinit free live wallpaper. Did I say it right?
I'm not.
Yep.
I think so.
Yeah. From Hujo Apps.
Yep.
What door?
Yeah. I'm not going to lie, Eric. I had this in my queue. I was hoping to bring it out as a Eric app. So you beat me to the punch. Well,
it's you were right on, man. Maybe I got it from you. It's totally no. Up my alley.
No. I do most of the time forward Eric links saying Eric app and just a link to the app. But this one I saw and I instantly said, oh, I can see Eric liking this.
This is such an
app. Because because I put it on my son's tablet and I showed it to him, and he was just like, ooh, pretty. And he just sat there for 5 minutes, just, you know, enjoying it.
It's apps like this that give me hope for humanity, and that nobody will really need to do drugs anymore, because it's just all right here. You don't need to find hallucinogens or escape reality anymore. It's all right there.
It's a good point, Eric. And I like the ethical value of that as well. All right, Dor, what do you got for us today?
Well, I was going to first, when you asked me how I was doing, not answer, just like one of the last shows that we published. but from that show, I want to bring back an app. So it's technically an application regurgitation, but in reality, it's a new app, because this is the first time I've actually mentioned
it. The ghost of Dor brought it.
Yes. It is called Stuff Merge Message Composer. And while Eric and Steve's comments on this app might be a regurgitation, the mentioning of this app is not.
I think I said that their icon looks a bit, I can't remember the word I used, offending?
I don't remember that.
It's like Alien, like the monster from Alien meets Prince or something like that.
Okay. Anyway.
Good. I'm glad you brought this back, because I still don't get it, Dor.
Okay. What this is really, you shouldn't be leaving this run the whole time with your phone unless you like having a quote-unquote real clipboard. A clipboard with the ability to see what you copied, when you copied, and the order of stuff that you copied. What its intended use is to allow you to write messages out, insert things you copied somewhere as you're typing. So instead of typing an email, hello, Steve, I found this app, then switch to the Play Store, share, copy the clipboard, go back to the email, paste. And I thought this app looked very familiar. I thought it looked like exit out, go back to the Play Store, find this other app, go to the app, find the app, share the app, copy the clipboard, go back to the email. You know, instead of jumping back and forth when you're doing any kind of composition, whether it's email, Voxer, text message, or anything else, you can compose the message in this app and just type, insert your copied thing, type, insert the other thing you copied, type, insert the other thing that you copied, and then hit send at the bottom. And then it will ask you, what do you want to send it to? Or you can, of course, copy that and then go to something like Voxer that doesn't.
So it's like a little notepad open for you, basically.
Yeah, I think of it. See, I'm a heavy copy paster in everywhere, in Windows, in Linux, in Android,
in Mac OS.
I don't use Mac OS, but I've always relied heavily on copy and pasting instead of dragging and dropping or file share to or send to kind of thing. So this to me is an instinctive, natural progression of workflow. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because I can just copy stuff in there, and then I can literally just easily and simply pull them out in like bulk.
Hmm. Very cool.
I'm a drag and dropper unless I can't, I think.
Me too. I like drag and drop. Something about it. This is cool, Dor. I could see how it could speed up productivity or increase productivity by speeding up efficiency.
That's the thing. It's one of those could-haves where if you don't use it, you're not missing a thing. But if you've seen it or used it and then try to not, then I think you might miss it.
Yeah.
That made any sense whatsoever.
It does. Yeah.
And here's like the other reason why I'm bringing this app back up. I was thinking about an HP Slatebook. HP Slatebook is literally a laptop.
It's a Chromebook with Windows on it. With Android on it.
With Android
on it. Yeah.
If I'm using a full keyboard like that, doing more composition, doing more creating of stuff, I could see this app being even more beneficial.
Yeah. I could definitely see that too. Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, this is definitely one of the ones you got to use it to understand how much you're going to miss it if you didn't use it, if you don't have it.
Right.
I know what you mean.
Cool. You're not missing.
Yeah. Let's go back to Eric. I don't have any apps this show, guys, but I'll do a lot more talking. Not that you want to hear me in the next show where I read all the emails. That's where I make up for my lack of participation. through your participation. Eric, what do you got for this show?
All right. Well, last week I brought a game that had to do with shooting things. I think, I can't remember, it was balls or something. Anyway, we were trying to think of another game that was similar to it, and you brought up, I think, this one. It's called Luxor HD.
Yeah.
This was the one you were thinking of, and I still, for the life of me, cannot figure out what the one I was thinking of was, which it was not this, but it had been a while since I played Luxor HD, and it actually was, I think, the free app of the day on Amazon recently. Hmm. So I got it, and I'm like, wow. And I don't know if maybe it wasn't HD before, but it has a little bit extra. I think maybe it wasn't HD and now it is, because it looks nicer, and it's got a thing where when you blow up a big range of balls. Well, first of all, anybody who doesn't know what Luxor HD is, basically there's like a luge track drawn on the screen, and then there's a very small blue bug pushing marbles through the luge track. And when it gets to the end, you lose. You need to shoot marbles at the colors of marbles to blow them up, basically, when you get three in a row. That's my explanation. But if you get, no, I don't remember this part of it. When you get a longer chain of them and you blow them up, or if you get towards the end, it kind of explodes and you need to catch the pieces of explosion for extra points. That's something I don't remember in the original game.
Hmm.
But, you know, it could have been there, maybe, you know. And I was surprised we'd never brought this to the show, because this is a classic game, you know, for smaller devices.
And this was a PC game. I remember this on PC.
Oh, was it?
Okay. Yeah. My uncle Jim used to play it at my grandmom's house.
Huh. I remember this game being a big game in bars, on like sitting on top of the bar, the little machine with the touchscreen.
Oh, like Mega Master or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know there was someplace else I saw this game. I was just thinking of it. I can't remember. But yeah, this used to be really popular. I always completely sucked at it, because you basically had a gun, had to shoot a ball at the chain, but you had to try to get groupings of colors and and it would slowly come out faster and faster, and it just drove me nuts.
I never played it, but I am a sucker for anything that has like marbles rolling through tracks. I don't know what it is. Like, I always wanted to get one of those marble roller coaster type things. Mm. And I even built one when I was a kid. Like, I just love marbles rolling through things like this. So I could watch people play this game. I would have fun doing that.
You never had the mousetrap game as a kid either, did you?
Yeah, I did. And that,
you did have it?
Yeah. Completely fascinating. That was enthralling. I don't think I ever played the actual game. Like, I just built the thing and just triggered it the whole time.
Yeah, I'm a
sucker. I'll just say, sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm a sucker for dominoes, you know, watching people set up awesome domino sets and things like that.
Yeah.
Watching them on 5x.
Is there a Domino's channel?
No, but I don't know what channel it was I was watching. There was a really cool one recently on there.
Huh. Pretty cool. Yeah, that's almost stresses me out, because I'm thinking, what if it falls? Like, get all freaked out. Cool. Luxor. Blast from the past.
Yeah, I just got to throw in here. I used to be a fan of the idea of marble stuff, Steve.
Yeah?
Like marble, like, you know, ding to ding goes down.
Until what?
But then you click this link in the chat and you'll see. Someone bought one of my kids. It's called Marble Mania Quest. And on the box, really cool. Until I figured out my kids did not have the patience to put this together. Well over something like 250 pieces that went together very oddly and weirdly and not exactly. And of course, it turned out to be my job to put the thing together.
That looks like a video game in three-dimensional real form, that link you just gave.
It's really cool, because basically you never have to touch the marbles. You can wind a crank that winds another crank that winds another crank that winds a long chain that like scoops the marbles up, takes them up the top, dumps them over, but you have to be winding at the right speed, or else you don't throw them far enough, or you throw them too far. Then you got to chase them all over the floor, so you hope you don't break your neck. And then it just comes back down, does this, does the lever, and all this stuff, and then you do it all over again. The problem is, in typical kid fashion, after playing with it for 15 minutes, they didn't want anything to do with it. And it took me over 2 hours to put the thing together.
So you need to hook up a Raspberry Pi to control some kind of a spinning servo that just does it to perfect speed.
If the wife wouldn't kill me, that's a great idea.
Wow, that sucks, Dor. The marble things I liked, there didn't need to be any skill involved. And actually, once it was built, you just put the marble. I just wanted to put the marble in and watch it go. But that's cool. I never heard of marble mania stuff. So that's anyway.
Same here.
Eric, or Dor, it's up over to you now.
Okay. This app is not going to be an app. This is going to be a double shot of apps because I'm on the show. You're not, and I can do this. Yes, this is an old school callback. I believe NES and then Super NES. They might have both been on NES. I can't remember. The games are called R-Type and R-Type 2. This harkens back to like really, really old game systems. I believe they're both 99 cents. Again, hard to tell because I bought them both. Good and bad, okay? Here's the good. In hindsight, these games were actually really ahead of their time. Not in graphics, but in style of gameplay, speed of gameplay, and progression of gameplay. I think these are really good games. The bad, I can't load them on my kid's tablet. For some reason, my kid's tablet won't let me install either one of them. And that was the whole reason I bought these games. Because there was no in-app purchases or anything. So I let him play it on my phone.
And your kid's tablet's a Nexus 7?
No. He busted that chop up bad. Instead, now he has a Super Leet RCA tablet. Piece of crap. But here's the gimmick. R-Type 2, I was very easily able to get the Bluetooth controller configured on it. Mm. So quite literally, I can cast my screen to my television set and hand him the Bluetooth controller and he can play R-Type 2. And he doesn't understand the power-ups completely yet, but he has a blast playing this. A lot of classic games are just playable because of nostalgia reasons. I honestly think this game is good enough to be playable today. Both of them.
Really?
What?
Pretty sweet.
What Atari game does this remind me of? It's not Defender, is it? Is it Defender?
Which one? R-Type or R-Type 2, Eric?
Well, they're basically the same.
Yeah, well, got the same kind of look.
Yeah. Atari's graphics were so low, I would have to say the closest thing I could think of it is Defender.
Okay.
On Atari, because that's just one dot with a little like six pixel ship going.
The side scrolling, like spaceship though, blowing up things that are coming at you, kind of as you're scrolling to the right.
To me, it's almost like what's the game where you actually go underwater, and you're swimming in the Atari? Was it Jungle Hunt?
Yeah.
That's what reminds me of me. Jungle Hunt.
You had the knife and you were stabbing crocs.
I believe. Yeah. Cool. Very cool, Dor. Good stuff.
Yeah, it's a nice game.
Yeah.
And cheap. Good and cheap.
It's like, reminds me of like Contra sideways. Kind of. Not Contra. Yeah, Contra. Yeah. Like the way the explosions happen and stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't we do one more each? Eric.
All right. We're going to keep it with the games then. This one is a new game, but it's kind of retro-ish because the looks and feel and sound. It's called Orbital Free. The full version was another free app of the day on Android or on Amazon. This game though, basically you got a shooter at the bottom, kind of like Lexor, I guess. You got a shooter thing at the bottom, but you need to bounce up circles up into a playing field up above. And it's all like bright neon with really cool looking effects and stuff. But basically you got to throw these circles up there and they'll kind of touch each other, but you can't, there's a line. It's almost like, I guess, handball where you can't get the, they bounce around up there and you don't want them to bounce back towards you past a certain line. And if they do, the game's over immediately. I guess that's how I could explain it. But it's a really another, if you got a, like a Nexus 7 or a good looking phone with great graphics and great screen, this is a super game to install and show off your graphics again.
Huh. I'm trying to watch the gameplay in the video. Let me see if I can get some of it. So you shoot something. Let me see. It's not that. They don't show that much gameplay.
No, but I think Eric has it right. It is like handball-esque pattern.
Well, the handball I get for because that there's a like a penalty line, and if the ball comes back on your side of the penalty line, you lose. You got to keep shooting them up there, and they'll start piling up on each other, and they get in each other's way, and you suddenly run out of places to shoot. You know, kind of quickly if you go too fast.
Gotcha.
And they bounce back towards you easier then.
I see. Very cool graphics.
Yeah, and the sound too. They do like some kind of a Cylon kind of voice that says things throughout the game.
Really?
Yeah. Very robotic type voice.
I want to play it. Is it free?
This version is free.
All right, I think I might do this one, Eric.
Cool. There's a paid version that that, like I said, was free on Amazon one day.
Yeah. I honestly cannot remember if this was free on Amazon also a long time ago, Humble Bundle, or I just, you know, played it before. But I know I did play this a while ago, and it did take a couple seconds of gameplay for me to figure out what's going on here.
Yeah.
But once you figured it out, you're like, so it's like easy. The only way I can explain it is it's easy pattern complexity. Which, of course, I know makes no sense.
Does that cure baldness?
So it can cure MPB, male pattern baldness.
I installed it probably 2 or 3 months ago. So it has been a while since it was free on Amazon.
Dude, I like it. I'm still waiting for Eric to bring an app without rainbow colors in it.
Oh, you know what? I may have something for you. I don't know. Probably not.
Very cool, man. Good game. All right, Dor, why don't you do the last app of the day?
Okay, last app of the day. We're going to stick with the game thing just one more time. And this game, I guarantee you, everybody pretty much over the age of like 20 has heard of this game before. Crazy Taxi City Rush.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy Taxi was a real popular, I can't remember now if it was PS1 or PS2 game.
It was arcade also, pretty sure.
Was it arcade? I think you're right. The only way to explain it is it's kind of crazy and you're a taxi. but there's like really insane stuff going on, and unfortunately, in typical fashion, seemingly 3/4 of the video doesn't even show gameplay.
No, it's like a paper mache.
I really would like to find the person who decide this should be the standard, just so I can, you know, knock out a tooth or two, because I just show me the game. It's crazy. You drive, you do crazy stuff. Your passengers are probably equally psychotic and crazy as you are, and your goal is to get them to their place of destination. And it looks, you know, PS1-ish, I would say, a little bit of blocky, not bad, but a little bit of blocky graphics, and, you know, you drive, you run stuff over, you get coins, and
yeah, no, I think it looks great. It's kind of cartoony, maybe. This takes me back to Xbox, the original Xbox, and they had the Crazy Taxi Simpsons game.
I was thinking the same thing, Eric.
Oh, totally one of the
best.
Awesome,
that was one of the best games ever. One of the best games ever.
Yeah.
Now it makes sense, because every time I watch a Crazy Taxi thing or hear about it, for some reason I didn't know why, I always thought Simpsons. Now I know I'm not truly deranged, but there is actual logic behind it. Thank you.
All I remember is Otto go, totally awesome, dude. that was a great game.
And you could play split screen, and that was so much fun with another player. Yeah. So this is basically the same thing, but not without The Simpsons, right?
Not without The Simpsons, just regular Crazy Taxi. I honestly think the graphics are comparable to the real game, but I can't remember perfectly clear. And this is by Sega of America, so this is a quote-unquote officially licensed real
game. Yeah, it's probably the same code. Close to it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, City Rush, maybe not.
And it was free, I think.
Wow.
It is.
Amazing. Offers in-app purchases.
That's why I didn't put on the kid. Yeah.
Sweet. Great stuff today, folks. Guys, I mean, for the folks. Did we miss anything? Any other comments on anything?
I'm installing that right now. Crazy Taxi.
Crazy Taxi. City Rush.
That's right. We forgot about that.
Yeah.
You realize I did say it on the first app of this show, and then I completely forgot.
Well, that's what Knuckle, dear friend of mine, Knucklehead Tech, said, well, what if I go and I repost everything to a special subreddit or whatever? Do you think that would help? I said, no. He said, why don't you think it would help? I said, because we already have it posted in the spreadsheet. We already have it posted on Google Plus.
Whenever Knuckle asks you if you want him to do something, just say yes, no matter what it is. And let's see if he actually does it.
Well, no, because he does. Because I said, we already post it in two places. Three times is not a charm. If we post it someplace else, it's not going to magically fit everyone's need. The problem is we don't say the app name. Not it isn't posted, we don't say it.
This is true. And we actually had a person email us wanting to be our fourth man, the producer we were talking about.
Yep.
I said, let's hear your voice, man. You can't request that job position without letting us hear your voice.
I just say every week, if he does get this job, his week every day is to bring the pizza and beer because he's the new guy.
Yes. He's the beer chairman. Mm-hmm. That was my post in college.
I'm just going to throw this out here. Orbital free, spin it free live wallpaper, Luxor HD. Endure had R-Type 2, Crazy Taxi City Rush.
Well, let's just move on, Eric.
I know, Eric. Right. It's not like you're going to remember that next show.
That's true. Right. Good point. Yeah. Why start something that'll never... Yeah, that's true.
It's like going to the gym that first day.
Here you go.
like getting the Breville out again. I did actually do that the last 2 days.
You did?
That's exactly the same thing, though. I won't remember to take... Okay, anybody who ever does juicing, leave it on your counter. Don't put it on top of the fridge. Once it gets on top of the fridge, it's gone. Leave it on your counter in your way all the time. That's just my tip.
That's a good tip. I agree with that.
Well, I'll say I can picture Steve C. saying, if we get double the listeners, we'll say the name of the app at the end of the app.
I will say.
That's
fair. If we get double the listeners, we will say the name every time. And if we miss it just once, we will pay everyone who listens to the show. I can't say everyone.
But I'll tell you what, we'll make it a challenge. Double the listeners on this show. Was this 235? 225?
235, yes.
If our show 235 doubles the normal listeners, tell out all your friends, if you really want to hear us say the apps, double this show, number 235. If they listen to no other show and they install some great games, this is your challenge, guys. If you want us to do it, we will
otherwise
put our minds to it.
Otherwise, we won't. All right, Dor, do you have anything to say to the folks before we end off?
I just want to thank everyone for their support. Thank everyone for their assistance in, getting me good apps to bring to the show.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, it's funny how big of a role our listeners play in apps that we bring, right?
Oh, yeah. Continuously, guys like Tom, Zach, and like eight other guys' names that I can't remember in the Podnuts community.
Cool. And Eric, anything you want to say to the folks?
Yeah, not remembering things seems to be a good theme of the show. If you guys want to change that, go ahead and try it. But hopefully we remember that we had this little contest going on too.
That's right. We'll probably forget about the whole contest. All right. Well, I'll make a note of it. Let me put it in my notebook. All right. And I don't have too much to say. I'm just like, thankful you guys are listening to the show. Thanks. We've been getting a lot more feedback from you guys. And that's in the form of voicemails and emails. And I really like that. It lets us know what you're thinking. So if you want to send us stuff, send us a voicemail to 7076-PODNUT. Send us an email to AAA@podnuts.com. That's AAA@podnuts.com. I don't know why I'm screwing up everything I say today, but I guess it's just been one of those days. All right, we'll see you guys in 2 days. Later.